If you got your Bibles, look at 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. Paul concluding this great chapter and these great two books with a great thought. And I want to pose that thought to you today. He said, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. I want you to know something. I, as your pastor, need your prayer. We as a ministry need your prayer. Because the greatest thing that's going on today by the Baptist Church is that people are being saved. God's doing great things. There's been a liberty in this church like I've never seen it in 39 years. And I want you to know something. It doesn't come in by snapping your fingers. It don't come by pastor manipulating things. It comes where the sweet Holy Ghost of God brings free course. That there's living, by the way, where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's liberty. And I want you to know something. That's what Paul was saying. He said, the great Paul, I'm talking about the greatest Christian in the Bible, said, pray for us. Amen? And be glorified. Oh, let me stop with that. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of preaching before I get to preaching. Let me say this to you. My goal at Tate Valley Baptist Church is not this church being glorified. My goal at Faith Valley Church is not a person, a pastor, or anybody that works in the ministry be glorified. My goal in this church, and it always has been for 39 years, is that Jesus Christ get ultimate glory, and to God be the glory. Amen. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Boy, isn't that the truth? Then I've been watching society in the last few days. I really personally think people done went crazy. Somebody help me. It seems like we've never went through what we've went through an election before. I want you to know something. Elections are going to come and go, and people are going to be voted in and voted out. But I want you to know something tonight. Standing high is the great, sovereign, wonderful God who stands in verse number 3, and this is the message. But the Lord is faithful. Who shall establish you and keep you from all evil. Boy, I want to tell you something. Can I just run a rabbit right here? I've been in the same church for 39 years. And I want you to know something. Can I tell you something? God established this preacher. And God's been taking care of this preacher for 39 years. God established this great church back several years ago. And aren't you glad how many in this church can say amen that God is faithful? He's been faithful in my life. He's been faithful in this church. He's been faithful in my family. Hey, right. God is faithful. Amen. Man, I'm about ready to shout out my shoes this morning. I want to give you three things from this passage of Scripture that will help you. And if you're here without Christ, religion won't be faithful to you. Somebody help me. Being baptized won't help you. Turning over a new leaf won't help you. But I want you to know, having a relationship with a God that is immutable, a God that cannot change and will not change, and has not changed. Three things. Notice, first of all, in verse number 3. For the Lord is faithful. Paul says, first of all, he is faithful in his person. Oh, thank God. When I speak of faithfulness, it's synonymous with his character. Let me read a few verses to you to give you some insight on his character. I just wrote them down. I just jotted these down this week. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you. For the Lord your God is a God of gods and Lord of lords, a great, a mighty, and terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. Can I read some more verses? The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are everlasting arms. The Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. The Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn away his face from you if you return unto him. Behold, God is mighty and despises not any. He is mighty in strength and in wisdom.
Amen.
Woo! Can I read a few more verses? Sometimes, how many think sometimes we just need to go through the Bible and see how faithful he is? Can I read a few more verses? Behold, my God, God is my helper. He that is our God is the God of salvation. But God is the judge. He put down one and set up another. For the Lord our God is holy. Gracious is the Lord. Righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. He that hath received his testimony has set his seal that God is true. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that ye are having all sufficiency and all things may abound to every good work. Can I read some more verses? He that loveth not knoweth God. God. For God is love. Can I give you what Nehemiah said finally? The Lord is good. Let me ask the congregation. How many of you can say it? The Lord is good. Will you repeat? Can we have a repetition service here? Maybe I'll let you shout a little bit. Will you say it with me? The Lord is good. Can you do it one more time? The
Lord.
If he's really been good to you, I want you to do it one more time. For the Lord.
The Lord is good.
Now you have, if you want my permission, to look back in your life right now at all the things that you've been through and see a God that's been faithful. And if you want to just tie your mule up to a post, you can get up and run around the church and we'll do it on Sunday morning and say, praise God, he's faithful. Go ahead, Ray, just shout.
Amen.
Anybody else want to tell it? It don't matter to me, friend. We're not here with no program. We're not here trying to delegate or manipulate. We're just telling you that God is faithful. When you're up, he's faithful. When you're down, he's faithful. When you're in, he's faithful. He's faithful when others are not. He's always faithful. Y'all keep shouting. You'll hear some real preaching here in a minute. Oh, I'm going to let her go, son. You don't have to worry about that. The word faithful in the New Testament refers to the one who is, listen to this, this caught my eye. The one who is trustworthy in transacting of business, executes of his commands, and discharges all of his duties. It speaks of one who keeps all of his promises. Speaks of one of his firmness, his steadfastness, and his steadiness. Whew. Woo. Can I tell you something? My spiritual birthday is in about 10 days. I say January 31st, 1973. Can I tell you something? I found out that he's faithful. Whew. Have you had a personal relationship with him? He walks with me and talks with me. I want you to know there's nothing like a personal relationship with a faithful God who will never leave you, will never forsake you, will go all the way with you.
Amen.
He's faithful.
Whew.
Number two. I like this. This is good stuff here. Look at the rest of the verse. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you. Who will establish you and keep you from all evil. The word establish has the idea of making stable, placing firmly, setting fast. God will strengthen them and cause them to become constant in their lives and confirmed in their mind. The word keep means to guard. Carries the idea of protection. Let me say this to you. For the promises of God in Him are yea and Him amen. Unto the glory of God. Romans says, and being fully persuaded that what He has promised, He will be able to perform. Oh, His faithfulness. He's faithful in His promises. Can I name a few? Y'all mind if I name a few? And if you agree with them, you just say a little amen when I read them. He will save you if you'll come to Him. He will keep you and take you to heaven when this life's over.
Amen.
He will hear you when you call on Him.
Amen.
Oh, good Lord, I'm about to shout. My mule's about to get loose here. He will meet your needs here. He will give you grace sufficient in every trial. He will give you His peace in the midst of every circumstance. He will walk with you every step of the way to His glory.
Amen.
Some of you ought to just shout. I'll tell you a story. I love Wayne Harrison. Wayne, dude, can I tell a story about you? I will anyway. Wayne, bear witness to this. Wayne Harrison came up to hear me preach at South Park Baptist Church 39 years ago. I was pastoring there. Him and two other deacons, when they left, the deacon board, I had said, they're after you. And I said, I ain't broke no laws. And then they come to my house. Marguerite was pregnant and barefooted. We live poor. If Wayne, you remember the house. Come to me and said, we'd like to present you to church as pastor. My eyes got real big. I thought, I took a deep breath. What? And I want y'all to know something. My little wife and I had pay at that time had to be cut in half but the church took care of me with people giving me money in my pocket and everything. And I'll tell you what I had to do. That day in my life, I had to say, it's all about Jesus.
Amen.
I'm scared to death, but I'm going to step out by faith because I believe that He promised to be with me. Oh, God. Whoa. I just stepped out by faith. I didn't step out in faith because I'm faithful. I didn't step out in faith because I'm strong.
Amen.
To be quite honest, I was scared half to death because I'd already heard that preachers, they go through preachers every 18 months. And I already was told by my friends that if I took that church full time, I'd last about 18 months. I want you to know that's been 38 and a half years ago. And I want you to know He's still faithful. He's still on the throne. He that calleth thee will establish thee, will perform it for you. Hey, some of you are in all kind of doubt and all kind of trouble. You're worried half to death. I was young, and I'm now old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I want you to know God is faithful.
Amen.
Some of you may be running in the valley this morning. Come on. Some of you, your health might be failing you. Some of you may be confused as a termite in a yo-yo about life. Let me look you in the face. God is faithful.
Amen.
Do you need that this morning? Do you need somebody to whisper in your ear, though you're hurting? God is faithful. Do you need somebody, Brother Larry? This deacon's been with me for years. I'm wanting him to come back on the deacon board, but his health hadn't been very good. Everybody in the church knows I asked him to rotate back on, but his health's bad. Thank you for serving God.
Amen.
Thank you for your faithfulness.
Yes.
And I don't believe you'd have ever been faithful if it wasn't for God.
Amen.
Who took care of you.
Right.
Somebody help me. Some of y'all that's been through the valley this week, been through the battles this week. Some of you in this last year, your life's been turned upside down. Lately, your life seems upside down. You wonder if anything's steadfast, if anything's sure. I want all of you to know, He's steadfast. He's sure. He's on the throne.
Amen.
Well, glory. Amen. Can I slow down a little bit? I ain't used to preaching this hard. I'm about ready to come out of my breath. Poor Sunday school class thought I was going to pass out. I taught Sunday school today. Had to take a break and eat a candy bar while I was preaching. Drink a bottle of water. Can I tell you? Your health may fail you. I don't want to fail you. But can I tell you? God will never. Let me give you the third point and I'll magnify that a little bit more. Lastly, look at the verse again. Now, how many of y'all like this verse? But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Lastly, He is faithful in His performance. Oh boy. I ask y'all a question. Can I read y'all a few verses again?
Amen.
First of all, His faithful is unlimitless. The Bible said, Thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. His faithfulness is unfailing. Nevertheless, my love and kindness will I not utter, take from Him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Somebody help me. Is that good? Amy, is that good? His faithfulness is a glimpse into His character. His faithfulness is abounding. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. Hold me. You look at me. If it wasn't for God, you'd be a mess. Somebody help me. Jeff, if it wasn't for God, I'd be consumed and you would be consumed. But thank God His mercies are new every morning. He's faithful to those He saves. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your spirit and your soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of the Lord. He's faithful. He's a faithful high priest. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved Him to make it like unto His brethren, that He might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. He is faithful to all His promises to those that are saved by grace. He's faithful to forgive all your sin this morning. Now let me tie this all up. Look at me. Stay with me. This is the important part of the sermon. Friends will fail you. But God is faithful. I remember years ago, when you're a pastor, you've got all kind of funny things happen. There's a guy years ago, before most of y'all's time, got a church on the second row. Here's what he said. Preacher Smith, I'll take a bullet for you. First of all, I didn't believe my word about it. You're the man of God. 2 weeks later, he left the church. I said, well, I'm glad no bullet came. Family will fail you. But God is faithful. There's some of you in this church. Can I say something? Can I pause? If you have a united family that all of you love each other, will you just shout glory?
Amen.
I want you to know something. I see people today, families are torn up everywhere. I know people can't even talk to each other in the same family. My sister and I have seen some of that in my own family. Family may fail you, Jim, but God's faithful. Listen, funds will fail, but God's faithful. Let me tell you something. I know over the horizon is retirement or death to me. And then I'm always worried, is Marguerite going to have enough to live? And all y'all have the same fears. What's going to happen when I get up in years and I'm living on a Social Security check and a little retirement, if I have that? How am I going to make it? God is faithful. For some of you right now may be having financial troubles. I want to tell you something. God is faithful. I'll tell you what not to do. Don't quit tithing when you have financial problems. Right? Funds may fail you. Now, are y'all enjoying this? Tell me if you are. Listen to this. I'm not done. Feelings will fail you. But God is faithful. How many of you know that we're awful fragile people? How many admit that you are fragile? Come on. Your feelings are fragile. It's easy to get upset. It's easy to get bitter. It's easy to be angry. It's easy to hold grudges. And by the way, bitterness will destroy people. Feelings will fail. I'm going to tell you something. I know some of you might be saying, Preacher Smith, do you always feel like doing what you do? Hey, Brother Sparling, can I answer that? No. My cardiologist whispered in my ear 7 years ago, said, your thorn in the side is your atrial fib. It's flared up this morning a little bit. And if you notice me being a little short of breath, it's only because my heart's stirred up just a tad. Okay? Don't feel sorry for me. God's faithful. But see, Richie, I can't go by my feelings. Somebody raise your hand. If we all went by our feelings, we'd quit, we'd pack our bags and say, I'm done. But I'm not going by my feelings. I'm going on this side. God's faithful. This one may come. This one may go. You may make a bad decision, but I want you to know something. God's faithful.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Oh, listen to this one. I'm done with this. I wrote this down in my notes so you can see it. Faith will fail. But God's faithful. Can I ask y'all something? Maybe I'm the only one in here like this. How many of y'all ever have come to a place in your Christian life to where you just did not seem you had faith enough to trust God? Come on, help me. Don't lie. Preacher, I know you say it's going to be okay, but it's just hard for me to believe that. Preacher, you told me that everything's going to work out, but it's hard for me to believe that. Preacher, you told me everything's going to be okay, but it's hard for me to believe that. If you think you're the only one been there, we all have. But can I tell y'all something? I don't mean to be down here so close today. But can I tell you something? Natalie, I don't even have enough faith sometimes to go on. And God ought to just say, you're a preacher of the gospel. Why aren't you believing? If anybody ought to believe, you ought to believe. You know what I do then, Diane? I just get a hold of his faithful hand and say, Job said this. I go forward and he's not there. I go to the right, he's not there. I go to the left, he's not there. I look behind me, he's not there. He said, but when I've been tried, I'll come forth as gold. Ladies and gentlemen, I invite you this morning, if you're lost, to come and meet a faithful God. I invite you this morning, if you're hurting and confused and bewildered and beat up this morning, I pray, come and talk to a faithful God. Amen. Let's bow our heads. You that are getting baptized, come on, get ready. Heads bowed, mouths closed. No one looking around. If you were to die today, how many of you are 100% sure you'd go to heaven because you placed faith in Christ? Raise your hand. Amen. Amen. Thank you. How many couldn't raise your hand? Did you say, preacher, I need to be saved. I want to trust that God's faithful to save me. I wonder how many couldn't raise your hand. Just say, pray for me. Pray for me. God bless you. How many Christians this morning? Your life's rocked. Your faith has been challenged. Your feelings have been challenged. You're faced with some problems in life that you cannot make no sense out of. But you say, precious man, I want you to pray for me. I really want to trust God at this time. That's right. Raise them all up. All over the house. All over this house. That's right. What I would like for you to do, come around and with this altar. Come around and believe in his faithfulness again. And hold him. Stand with me. Our Father, thank you for this good meeting. Thank you for the liberty to preach. Lord, thank you for these dear folks. Lord, you bless them. Help them. Take them through their trials. Lord, some of them is faced with doubt and discouragement and disillusionment. But God, your faithfulness is evident this morning. Touch, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. You come.
He's all I need.
Just step out of your seat.
He's all I need.
Just make your way out.
Jesus.
How many of you are right on the edge? And your flesh says do this, but God's saying, I'm faithful. Stay sure.